listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Starting in the US, the motive in the Monterey Park mass shooting is still unclear after the 72-year-old suspect was found dead inside a van. Well, we now know 9 of the 10 victims at the dance studio were in their 60s and 70s, and one was in their 50s. Meantime, Brendan Say is being dubbed a hero, describing to Good Morning America the moment he disarmed the gunman in the lobby of a second dance studio nearby.
I was able to pull the gun away from him, shove him aside, create some distance, point the gun at him, shout him and say, "Get the hell out of here."
We're due to find out today the extradition ruling of the man accused of killing Toya Cordingley on a Queensland beach. An Indian judge is due to hand down the decision. Rajwinder Singh has already made a written submission saying he's willing to be extradited to Australia to contest the charges. Spending even more at the checkouts than a few months ago. Well, you're not imagining things. Grocery prices at Coles and Woolies jumped 9.2% in the last 3 months of last year, despite promotions and price freezes easing the pressure of inflation. Investment bank UBS looked at 60,000 weekly prices at the two supermarket giants, finding fresh food was the highest increase at 9.6%. And the Australian Open will be an Australia Day free zone as debate around January 26 continues. Tennis Australia has confirmed the day will instead focus on women's tennis. There's no more Aussies in the men's singles at the Oz Open. Novak Djokovic sent Alex Simonov packing overnight with a 6-2, 6-1, 6-2 win. Novak's told Nine a leg injury he's been dealing with seemed non-existent.
Tonight, it wasn't obvious that I was dealing with an injury, to be honest. I mean, I didn't feel anything today.
Novak is one step closer to winning his 10th Australian Open title and equal to Rafa Nadal's 22 Grand Slams. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy for Brisbane with a top of 30, similar skies for the Gold Coast and 29. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers for Sydney, 28 the max, a possible afternoon shower or two for Melbourne, a top of 27. Patchy showers for Hobart and 24. Meantime, it's sunny for Adelaide, 29 the max, same for Perth, a top of 32. And the Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.